Well, Joe, Fort Hood has been plagued by a series of tragedies this year, unexpected tragedies, which include everything from homicides, suicides, and now to training casualties. And the calls for internal investigations are transcending Texas state lines.
This is an absolute crisis. We've got to find out what's happening.
Fort Hood is stationed in the heart of Texas. It houses about 40,000 soldiers, 12 of whom have died this year unrelated to combat. Several of those cases shrouded in suspicious circumstances.
I can understand harm out there in the battlefield, but when they're back home in a Texas city or somewhere else, there's a problem.
25-year-old U.S. Army private and Navajo Nation member Carlton Chee, who passed away last week after collapsing during a training exercise. The Navajo Nation Council calling for an investigation, saying, quote, if there is any malfeasance or negligence involved, the Navajo Nation calls on our national leaders to pursue every available avenue to protect the lives of our Navajo warriors and those serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. On Monday, crowds taking to the streets in Austin, rallying in support of soldiers lost too soon, and the I Am Vanessa Guillen bill.
Is supposed to be held accountable. Her leadership has to be held accountable.
The dismembered remains of 20-year-old Guillen found in a shallow grave in June as she was preparing to file a sexual harassment claim against her accused killer. Hers is the highest profile case to come from the base this year, even drawing action from the president.
The FBI and the DOJ are now involved. We got them involved. And the people at Fort Hood, where it took place, are very much involved. We didn't want to have this swept under the rug, which could happen.
And just last week, the Army removing its senior commander at Fort Hood and launching a two-week civilian investigation into the base's culture and climate, a move lawmakers are calling crucial.
There's great diversity in the lower ranks, but you begin to look at the names and profiles at the higher ranks, and it is not as diverse as it needs to be.
Our young men and women who volunteer to serve in our military deserve far better than this, and this is just simply unacceptable.
And we can also tell you this internal investigation team is made up of 5 civilian members. Texas Senator John Cornyn says a Senate committee will review those findings upon its completion and then hopefully come up with a plan of action. Now, we reached out to Fort Hood today for official comment or statement. We have yet to hear back. Reporting live in Fort Hood, Marky Martin, News Nation. Marnie?